Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair, for giving me the floor. Madam and Mr. Kocher, distinguished guests, I will be brief and will take this opportunity to address a few key points in the area of supply reduction as part of the balanced and comprehensive drug policy of Israel. Let me begin with the challenge of the emergence of the NPS. Israel enacted legislation to combat NPS to protect young people and our society from these dangerous substances, allowing temporary or emergency control. The key to this approach is the focus on the sellers and manufacturers rather than criminalizing the users. This new law, it's not so new, from 2013, aims to tackle the problem of new psychoactive substances. Under the law, law enforcement authorities are granted powers to seize and destroy substances considered to be dangerous substances. Following the seizure of a substance considered to be a dangerous substance, the possessor is issued a summons to appear before the authorities in order to prove that that substance is not a dangerous substance and avoid its destruction. This is a key important step, since the burden of proving the substance is not dangerous is played on the manufacturers and sellers rather than on law enforcement bodies. In case of urgency and to protect public health, the distribution of dangerous substances can be prohibited through an urgent declaration by the Director General of the Ministry of Health. And following this declaration, it is prohibited to manufacture, sell, present for sale, import, export, supply, or trade in the prohibited substances for a period of up to 1 year. Violations of this is punished with imprisonment. The declaration, since the implementation of this law, there were 8 urgent declarations and 67 new psychoactive substances were temporarily banned. 59 of them are already permanently controlled by our drug law. International cooperation is critical for addressing the NPS challenge. In this respect, we are trying to promote a project for voluntary cooperation between law enforcement agencies to create a spectrum library of all substances as they are identified by each member state. These libraries would be ideally uploaded into handheld devices which are frequently used by law enforcement agents and would allow for easy identification of substances which have already been identified in other countries, even if they have not yet been put under control, and improve real-time cooperation. The second issue I would like to address is the misuse of internet. Israel has taken several steps to tackle the selling of drugs and NPS via the internet. Ministry of Justice is promoting a draft legislation to block internet sites involved in illicit activities. Another new initiative is connecting director internet service providers and requesting them to close any site where drugs are being sold, particularly NPS, on the basis that such activities are an infringement of their code of service. This initiative has been successful and many sites have been blocked. Another effective tool that is in place in Israel involves measures to seize proceeds of crime. When a person is convicted of a drug transaction offense, in addition to any other punishment imposed, the court shall order forfeiture of his assets. There is an underlying assumption that all of the assets dating back up to 8 years were acquired through illicit activities and can be forfeited, unless the offender can prove otherwise. All money forfeited from assets and from drug-related fines imposed by the courts are collected into a special fund, and an interministerial divides the money and allocates it to fund a range of activities to combat drugs, including prevention, treatment, and law enforcement. A third point, Promoting cooperation with the private sector is very important to prevent the misuse of resources. In Israel, an interministerial committee meets to discuss best measures, including how to control and monitor these substances. One important step is conducting visits to private factories and making sure the industry is aware of the potential for misuse of precursors, as they often do not have this knowledge. Thank you for your attention.